We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. It's Friday. It's a football weekend. Start of the baseball, next round of the playoffs. We got some hockey, college football. We got everything going on here today.
You throw a hat on the ice last night?
I did not, but I was there in the building. Man alive, those two goals, the last two, the breakaways by Kessel. What a shot. I mean, you hear him talk about his shot all the time, that wrist shot. He comes in alone like that. Now, those plays were set up by Malkin. And by Hagelin, just great passes. Phil probably cheated a little bit, got behind the defense, and then the goaltender, poor Subban, I don't think he had much of a shot. So I didn't have a hat on last night, wouldn't have thrown it anyway. I treasure my hats. But it was a fun game to be at.
And you're feeling good today? I want to check in.
Even though it didn't turn out to be Fleury versus Murray.
No, it didn't, Rob.
But DeCasey did a good job to Smith. 35 saves last night. Sullivan called him the best player on the ice. I thought Kessel won it, but still played very well for the Penguins. Very nice to see. They needed a bounce back after that poor performance against Montreal.
But I have to check in, Ron. We can't just dive into stats and sports talk. Are you all right today? You're doing well?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. It's just
I'm always all right. It's not like I was down yesterday and I'm bouncing back. I'm a fine.
Yesterday I thought you were great. You were happy. I can't do a show where we just suddenly dive into Casey DeSmith's, 30 saves and whatever
what
it was.
What would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Just somehow.
How was your afternoon?
Let's talk about type of human interaction before we dive into the Casey DeSmith.
Let's talk about what you did yesterday afternoon. Was it a good afternoon?
I had a great afternoon.
Good.
Yeah, I was on a private mission.
But you can't talk about it, though. You'd have to kill me if you told me.
No, I would have to kill you. It was good. And then I'd be doing a solo show, Ron. That can't happen, right? Huh? I killed you.
Well, you've done a lot of them in the past.
I've done none. Anyway, the game last night, when the coach says that my goalie was my best player, then he's probably not happy overall with how the game went. That was my sense with Sully afterward, that they won the game because of really the sheer individual brilliance of Malkin and Kessel, more to the point Kessel, but some great passes that led him on those breakaways. But overall, Ron, I didn't think it was a great game, but I thought DeSmith was very good, and he inspired confidence that he can be maybe that guy moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up a lot of shots. They gave up 37 shots, and I think that's probably too much for Sullivan. You know, he said it was a big step in the right direction, but they're far from where they need to be. I thought it was much better performance, and it should have been. He was pretty irate Saturday, made him practice an extra day on a day off. Some people thought he overreacted to the second game of the season, but he wants him to play a certain way. We saw Rakola, if that's how we want to pronounce it today. I thought he had a solid game, and DeSmith was really good.
Rakola, I'm going to go with. That seemed to be what they went with on the broadcast last night.
I can't keep track.
Did you talk to him after the game?
I did not.
Seems like a nice kid. And I thought he played a good game. I thought his debut was pretty impressive, actually.
He blocked some shots, had some hits.
Had
a hit early on in the game that got the crowd going a little bit. I mean, four hits and two block shots. You know, didn't make any glaring mistakes.
Yeah, big hit on one of his early shifts. He had a rough moment. I couldn't tell what led to that 2-on-0. It looked like he may have left the ice early. Something bad happened, as it always would when the other team gets a 2-on-0. But
and that was a big
big
was
save.
Reeves was the one guy going down the wing, and big save, and that was a key point of the game. I guess it was Bellemare was the other guy took the shot.
Great play by DeSmith to sort of stave that off. But I thought Rakola in general looked very calm with the puck. He had a great play where he faked a shot and passed to, who was it, somebody for a one-timer. And he just generally looked like, he didn't look like a nervous rookie at all. And I thought before the season, this kid's going to play. And I still think he is. I don't know at whose expense ultimately in the long run. Usually these things have a way of working,
guys get hurt,
working their way out, but he's going to play.
Last night it was Mata who was out.
Yeah, and I think he'll be out again because when you win, coaches don't like to make changes. The other thing that happened, Ron, last night was we saw Hornquist taking off Sid's line.
Yes, we did. What did you think about that? It lasted seven periods. Start of the second period, he put Hornquist down on the third line with Broussard and Simone and moved Rust up with Sid. I think Sid likes Rust's speed and probably a little more than Hornquist has a different game than Rust. We'll see how long that lasts, but last night that was a very noticeable change.
Yeah, I think the speed is the key. And I think when it's Hornquist and Crosby, they've done some good things together. At times it hasn't gone especially well. I just think it's sort of always tenuous when those two are together. You know what I mean? You never expect it to last that long. And I thought that that was the reasoning. I don't know that Mike Sullivan was asked about it after the game. We're going to hear some of his post-game comments coming up, but I think it's pretty clear that he wanted to get the speed with Sidney Crosby. Fleury in the building.
How about the chance again last night?
That was incredible. After the Gensel goal.
It was after the Gensel goal, the we won Fleury, and then that was Fleury, and then the start of the third period, they did a we won Fleury chant.
Which
Coach
is tremendous.
Didn't want to play him there last night. And I don't think Fleury wanted to play last night either.
Yeah, I think even though it wasn't a great performance by the Penguins, I don't think Sully overreacted at all to game two. Look at Vegas. They're 1-4.
Yep.
That's where you don't want to be in this league with you have pretty much every team has a shot at the playoffs and the parity in the NHL right now. You don't want to get off to a
slow
start.
How often do you hear players and coaches say points in October every bit as important as points in March and April, right? You lose them now, you got to make up for them later.
Yeah, and you don't want to get in terrible habits early, although the Penguins just have that kind of in their DNA to want to open up games, and you know that's what they are.
That's
you know
who I mean? They are and what they are,
and
you're
that,
right.
And Phil Kessel walked that line last night, as Sully said afterward, of flying the zone. Sully, I think, said it's the difference between anticipation and cheating, and God bless him, because that game, to me, was won by Phil Kessel, and three great shots, three of them.
Yeah, the first one was off a face-off win by Malkin.
That was the old James Neal goal.
Pulled it back to him. Kessel took a stride or two to his right and fired the shot, and it was in all of a sudden. It was like a second after the face-off, and then the two breakaway goals were just spectacular.
So obviously DeSmith earns the next start. I would think that that's a given.
Tomorrow night in Montreal, I would think so.
Let me ask you a bigger picture question, Cookie, and that is Sidney Crosby, no goals, three assists through three games. I actually thought he played very well last night.
Sid always plays very well, you know, even if it doesn't show up on the score sheet.
Yeah, I thought he got physically involved in the game. He made an incredible pass to Gensel for that goal. And if he had finished a one-timer, it would have been practically an all-time goal with him and Letang. Sid goes between the skates to Letang, who twirls out of trouble, passes it back to Sid for a one-timer, and he didn't score. But if he did on that play, we'd be talking. That would have been the lead of the show today.
See some pretty good skill from those guys, don't you?
Yeah, but in the meantime, Ron, we're off to a high-scoring start in the league. A lot of the younger players off to big starts. So let me ask you, do you think Sidney Crosby will ever win another scoring title? I don't.
You know, I don't either. I don't want to say ever, but that's a long time. But if you're asking me to bet on it, I would say no. There's so many young players with so much skill, the McDavids and what's the kid in Toronto?
Austin Matthews has 12 points.
So good. I just don't. And Sid plays an overall team game, and I think he's a two-way game. I don't know that he's going to win another scoring title. I do believe he can win another cup, and I think he'd much rather have that.
Absolutely, he'd rather have that. But the question is, at 412-928-9370, will Sidney Crosby win another scoring title? He hasn't won one, Ron, since 13-14, which is a long time ago.
Yep.
And the last time he was within 10 points, nine or under, was the year after that, 14-15. So it's been a while.
And he's won a couple cups and a gold medal since then. So I think he's still playing pretty well. Pretty
I think he's still
level.
The best player in the world. But the question
too.
On the table is the
overall,
scoring title.
I agree. Yes. I agree totally.
Yes. Overall game, he's become like Steve Yzerman later in his career. in that he...
That's his hero, right?
Yeah, that's his hero, and he plays a great two-way game, and he was fantastic in the playoffs last year. But as far as keeping it on that level offensively, there's other factors working against him. One is that there's two other guys on his own team that can win the scoring title and that pile up power play points, and it really doesn't run through Sid. Now, those are other factors working against him as far as winning a scoring title. But the last time he was within 10 was 14-15 when he was 3 points behind Ben. I think Tavares was the other guy that year. Since then, it's been 21 points back, 11 points back. And then last year, he was 10th in the league at 19 points behind Connor McDavid, who seems to have kind of a stranglehold on that trophy. So
I'll still take him.
Yes. Yes, I'd still take him.
I'll still take him, even if he doesn't win another title, right?
Yes, I still think he's the best player in the world. Coming up, we'll hear Mike Sullivan's news conference, a little bit of it. He had some interesting things to say.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.